Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
It was rigorous work to restore the Lord's house. They, quote, brought out all the debris that they found in the temple of the Lord, 2 Chronicles 29:16, and it was carted off by the Levites. Quote, they began to sanctify on the first day of the first month, and on the 16th day of the first month they finished, verse 17. Once completed, they informed Hezekiah, quote, we have cleansed all the house of the Lord, the altar of burnt offerings, with all its articles, and the table of the showbread. Moreover, all the articles which King Ahaz in his reign had cast aside in his transgression, we have prepared and sanctified, and there they are. Verses 18 and 19. Yes, there they are, ready for use. Showing his eagerness, quote, King Hezekiah rose early, gathered the rulers of the city, and went up to the house of the Lord. Verse 20. In this, he joined an illustrious company of those who rose early, seeking the Lord's blessing. Job 1 verse 5, Abraham, Genesis 22 verse 3, Moses, Exodus 24 verse 4, Joshua 6:12, Gideon, Judges 7:1, Hannah and Elkanah, 1 Samuel 1:19, and many others. Of course, our Lord was renowned for this as well. Mark 1:35. What did the king and his companions do? Quote, they brought 7 bulls, 7 rams, 7 lambs, and 7 male goats for a sin offering for the kingdom, for the sanctuary, and for Judah. 2 Chronicles 29:21. Perfection in God's prescribed sacrifice. It seems that the offerings were made not only to restore the sanctuary and for Judah, but for the whole kingdom. Notice the words, quote, for the king commanded that the burnt offering and the sin offering be made for all Israel. Verse 24. God overlooks all man-made distinctions and knows nothing of a limited atonement. We join John in saying, quote, behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. John 1:29.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.